Whoops, who knew? It's Friday. That means it's time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's? Does a bumblebee sneeze? Can a person eat trees? Can a polar bear freeze? Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
NHPR's Sam Evans-Brown is in to answer a listener question about our natural world. Hey, Sam.
Hey, Rick. This one comes to us from Massachusetts, which we will accept.
Hey, my name is Brian from Hopedale, Mass. I was wondering, why when you're driving, why do birds always swoop in front of your car when they could easily just fly above the road and above the cars? It's something I've never understood.
Ugh, birds. What are you doing, birds?
They're the worst. Well, I think it's obvious they see your car as a threat, right? Birds coming after you, right?
They're not wrong.
Yeah.
So any near-miss bird stories?
I'll tell you, I drive a convertible.
Oh, God.
So there can be issues.
Yeah.
Let's put it this way. Get a hat if you get a convertible. that's what I'll say about that.
So this is going to come off as a little harsh on Brian. So Brian, I apologize. It's not my intention to harsh your vibe here. But I think what we've got here is a fundamental misunderstanding of who's swooping in on who.
Oh.
I feel like this is a common thing with people, and sometimes their interaction with nature is like, it's all about me, right? Why aren't they moving out of my way? Birds are out there to survive. And so a lot of the reasons why they're swooping in front of us is because they're on a mission.
So that's Bridget Butler. She's an ecologist and consultant and birder from St. Albans, Vermont. She calls herself the bird diva.
Ooh.
So while it may seem that the bird is swooping in front of your car, in reality, what's going on is that bird's just going about its business and you happen to be driving by at the moment.
If you're going 50 miles an hour down a road.
You come up on that bird pretty quick.
Right. Yeah. So Brian's the narcissist in this story.
That's about right.
Okay.
So then the question is why don't birds fly higher than that 4 or 5 feet off the ground, that windshield height?
Yep.
And the answer to that is going to depend on the bird species. So starting with smaller birds, for this one, I turned to Jason Ward, who's a birder from Atlanta and the host of the series Birds of North America. And so if you're a little bird, there are a lot of really good reasons to stick close to the ground.
The higher you fly, just to make that simple trip, the more you are susceptible to aerial predators and the more energy you're expending as well by flying a little higher.
So flycatchers will sit on a low branch, wait till they see a bug, and then they dart out to get it. Sparrows feed on the ground and hop around looking for seeds and stuff, and then they'll flit from one patch of feeding ground to another. And so when these little birds are doing that, they're staying low to stay safe from birds of prey. They're little stealth jets.
Yeah, and birds are not necessarily going to respect the border of the roadway.
No.
They're going to see the road and go, well, that's
a road.
That's a road. Can't go there.
It's just an open space. They're just treating it like a meadow.
Sure, yeah.
And there are a lot of other reasons that birds by the road might not be moving. Male turkeys and male grouse during mating season, they're trying to look tough, and they're not going to back down from your car.
No. Hey, Pontiac looks pretty good if you're a turkey.
Vultures and crows are trying to get a meal, and they might not want to give up on the next tasty morsel. And birds of prey, they're also just looking for food. A lot of raptors hunt by flying over or sitting above a big open space and just waiting patiently until a delicious mouse or vole or squirrel runs out into the open.
Or a guy with a convertible. Maybe.
So they can swoop in after them. Are you saying you've been plucked out of your car by a large bird of prey?
Well, when the kids were younger, we made sure that we're strapped in. Let's put it that way.
Well, we've seen multiple cases in which raptors are unfortunately dead on the side of the road with their prey either still clutched in their talons or laying nearby.
Wow, that's quite sad.
That could be a small child or a squirrel. I mean, depending on the size of the bird.
I suppose, yeah.
This business with raptors and roadways leads to a corollary side message. So, you know, hundreds of thousands of birds are hit and killed by cars every year. And if you don't want to see dead raptors on the side of the road, something you can personally do is not throw food out your car window onto the side of the road so that apple core that you huck out the passenger side of the window.
That attracts rodents, which then attracts raptors.
And really, Sam, and this should go without saying to a public radio audience, don't be throwing stuff out of your car window anyway.
I mean, for real, y'all.
Really?
Even though it's biodegradable, who cares?
Yeah, but think about what you're doing.
You can just eat that apple core straight. You ever seen that happen? Those little seeds, they go right into your stomach.
Okay, now see, you always have to take it a little too far. Sam, what if someone listening right now wants to get their question answered on Ask Sam?
The number to call is 1-844-GO-OTTER, and you can record yourself on your smartphone and send it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
We really, really hope you do.
Do it.
Sam, thanks so much.
Thank you.
It's Morning Edition from NHPR.
Thank you.